here is the Writer's Almanac for April the 1st, Friday, 2011. April Fool's Day, a day for pranks and hoaxes. Joseph Boskin, a professor of history at Boston University, said the practice dated back to the reign of Emperor Constantine, who was challenged by his court jesters that a fool could run the empire as well as he did. So he appointed a jester king for the day, and one of the jester's acts was to decree an annual day of merriment. The story ran in the Associated Press, and a couple of weeks later discovered that Professor Boskin had made the whole thing up. It was a hoax. And many people suspected a hoax when, on April the 1st, 2004, Google announced its new Gmail service. But indeed, it was for real. It was on this day in 1826 that Samuel Maury received a patent for his gas or vapor engine. It was the first internal combustion engine. He'd been interested in flammable vapors since the early 1800s. He discovered that turpentine, when mixed with air, was explosive, and he designed an engine to make use of it. It had a carburetor, two cylinders, valves, and cams. And Mr. Maury wrote, "Is there not some reason to expect that the discovery of the internal combustion engine will greatly change the commercial and personal intercourse of the country?" He had no idea. It's the birthday of Anne McCaffrey, born Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1926, best known for her Dragon Riders of Pern science fiction fantasy series about Earth colonists on the planet of Pern living in a medievalish society with genetically engineered dragons. And it's the birthday of the author Milan Kundera, born in Brno, Czechoslovakia, in 1929, best known for his novels The Unbearable Lightness of Being, The Book of Laughter and Forgetting, and The Joke. He was expelled from the Communist Party for anti-party activities in the early 50s. Though he was pro-Marxist, he was active in the Prague Spring of 1968. His books banned by the Soviets after their invasion later that year. 1970, he left Prague for France, was stripped of his Czechoslovak citizenship. Immortality, which he published in 1990, was his last novel written in Czech. Now he writes in French. Here's a poem for today by Timothy J. Nolan, entitled Long Winter. So much I've forgotten, the grass, the birds, the close insects, the shoot, the drip, the spray of the sprinkler, freckles, strawberries, the heat of the sun, the impossible humidity, the flush of your face, so much, the high noon, the high grass, the patio ice cubes, the barbecue, the buzz of them, the insects, the weeds, the dear weeds that grow like alien life forms, all Dr. Seussie and odd. Here we go again. We are turning around again. This will all happen over again, and again it will. Long Winter, a poem by Timothy J. Nolan, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.